Horrific Network Entertainment.
Mania, the ultimate challenge, live at Sky Dome in Toronto, Sunday afternoon, April 1 at 4 p.m. Hulk Hogan battles the Ultimate Warrior. Versus champion, title for title, what is the greatest sports entertainment extravaganza of all time? WrestleMania live at Sky Dome. Tickets are on sale now at Sky Dome Box Office, Ticketmaster, or by calling 416-872-1111.
That's right, man. WrestleMania 6, one of the biggest WrestleManias of all time, took place in the Sky Dome of Toronto in front of 67,678 fans, man. It is, without question, the first core memory of WrestleMania, and wrestling in general that I have. I have flash in the pans of WrestleMania 5, Hogan and Savage. I have even flash in the pan memories of WrestleMania 4. But those memories really, I don't know if they're memories of me, because I have a box set of WrestleMania VHSs. They came out after WrestleMania 12, I believe, 12 or 13, and I got that at, you know, a teenage age, you know, 14, from my parents. And I'm not quite sure if WrestleMania, the early ones, were from me watching it with family, or if it was from me watching those VHSs at a later age. But I 100% remember the setting, who I was with, down on the floor with a big pillow, my cousins, as we watched Warrior and Hogan. And we watched, like, Demolition and some of the things that we will talk about. The biggest thing that I remember more than anything is Hogan against the Ultimate Warrior, thinking that Hogan was going to win, my cousin going for the Ultimate Warrior, and it being like this thing of not really knowing what was gonna happen or who was going to win, man. WrestleMania 6 is also this one where you see, like, old clips played again and again, because Edge and Christian were there, Lance Storm was there, Renee Paquette, I can't pronounce her AEW last name, dog, but it's Renee Young, was there. Even Stephen Amell, who had, like, a stint in WWE as a celebrity and now is in that show Heels, was there. And so was Mary Tyler Moore. She was there. She, like, has a appearance from a ringside little interview snippet, which was kind of wild to see. Like, this was a spectacle on another level. Hogan Savage was huge. This was bigger. And to get us warmed up to it, here's the audio from both a WrestleMania 6 road report and a contract signing snippet with Hogan and Warrior. So enjoy these two. There's not a whole lot of videos I was able to find this time, but I do have these two, so get ready for this. This was fun. Here you go.
All right, folks, here we go again. We're a week away. Next Sunday afternoon, you can be part of history in the making. We're anticipating the largest audience ever in pay-per-view history for, of course, WrestleMania 6, The Ultimate Challenge. I strongly suggest you touch base immediately with your cable company to make those all-important arrangements to get a ringside seat for the greatest spectacular in World Wrestling Federation history. And oh yes, the stars and the superstars are going to be part of this incredible extravaganza live from Sky Dome in Toronto. Sunday afternoon, April the 1st, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Spring ahead next Sunday for WrestleMania 6. Don't delay another week, another day, another minute, another second. Call your cable company right now to enjoy this tremendous afternoon of all family sports entertainment. There ain't nothing quite like WrestleMania. Now, a fabulous card that includes the main event. The World Wrestling Federation champion Hulk Hogan squares off against the Intercontinental title holder, the Ultimate Warrior. More history to be made. First time ever a mixed tag. As the American Dream Dusty Rhodes teams up with Sweet Sapphire, they're going to be facing these two. Their royalty, Macho King Randy Savage and sensational Queen Sherry.
Ooh, yeah! Freak out, freak out! 2,000 people tell 10,000 lies!
Yes!
WrestleMania 6. Everybody will agree here that the Macho King and the Sensational Queen completely destroyed the American Dream and Sapphire! Oh, yeah! Dig it!
All right, there's more action one-on-one. Brutus the Barber Beefcake meets Mr. Perfect. In addition, the million-dollar belt will be on the line as Jake the Snake Roberts squares off against the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. Here's a great matchup. It should be a brawl when Rowdy Roddy Piper meets this man, Bad News Brown.
Piper, you could show up at WrestleMania 6 wearing anything you want, but when you step into that ring, that is my territory, like the streets of Harlem, and I have never, ever lost a fight.
You make it sound like you think you're the only guy that can go to Harlem, huh? I've been walking the streets of Harlem. You know why? Because they respect me, because I'm the real thing. I'm the real deal. I am a man. Come WrestleMania 6, you're going to find out RP don't die. He just multiplies.
All right, there you have point counterpoint from both Rowdy Roddy Piper and Bad News Brown. Now, folks, the big boss man is going to be facing his former tag team partner, a team, the African Dream. I guarantee you there is no love lost there. The World Wrestling Federation tag team title holders, the Colossal Connection, Andre the Giant and Haku, will be defending against these two men, their former champions, Axe and Smash, from Demolition.
The Colossal Connection, it's time to put up or shut up. That's the biggest match of our career. We're coming after our gold belts.
Colossal Connection, look into these eyes. There's a fire in these eyes. The only way we're going to put this place out is to be the champions.
There is more one-on-one activity slated for WrestleMania 6, the Ultimate Challenge, next Sunday as Tito Santana squares off against the Barbarian. Hacksaw Jim Duggan will be meeting Canadian strongman Dino Bravo. And Hercules has the tough task of going against Earthquake. Now then, Coco Beware squares off against the model Rick Martel. In tag team action, the Hart Foundation, Bret the Hitman Hart, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, to beat the Russian Bolsheviks, Nikolai Volkov and Boris Zhukov. Superfly Jimmy Snuka is going to be meeting Ravishing Rick Rude. Another tag team bout I've got to mention, finally, the Orient Express, Sato and Tanaka, square off against the Rockers, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. Plus, in a musical vein, Rhythm and Blues, the Honky Tonk Man and his partner, Greg the Hammer Valentine, are going to be debuting their new hit single. Jimmy Hart is excited about this one, Honka Honka Honka, Honky Love. I can hardly wait for that one. Have you heard Greg the Hammer Valentine play guitar? Now you know why they call him the Hammer. And folks, this man right here is going to be singing O Canada, Robert Goulet.
Hello, I'm Robert Goulet. Now, over the years, I've appeared alongside of some of the biggest names in show business. Frank, Sammy, Wayne. But on April 1st, I'll be appearing with Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania. Now, those are some real heavyweights.
I always like to know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't think anybody knows that any better than this lady, Rona Barrett.
Hi, Rona Barrett reporting from Hollywood. You wouldn't believe the stories the hunks in the World Wrestling Federation tell me nowadays, but I'll tell you anyway at WrestleMania.
All right, how about this for a guest celebrity? Steve Areno, Steve Allen.
Oh, sorry, folks, you interrupted the rehearsal. Hi, it's Steve Allen here. A viewer writes, Dear Steve Areno, encloses a copy of my soon-to-be-released hit single, Hunka 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 Honky Love. Do you think Beethoven would have liked it? Signed, the Honky Tonk Man. Well, sir, Honky, since Beethoven was deaf, I think he would have loved it.
They're all going to be part of it. When it all shakes down, folks, it just doesn't get any better than this. WrestleMania 6, the Ultimate Challenge, live on a pay-per-view basis next Sunday afternoon, April the 1st, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I want to emphasize Eastern Daylight Time. You know what you do there, spring ahead. It all happens from Sky Dome in Toronto. You could be there for a ringside seat in the comfort of your home on your very own television set. Call your cable company right now and make those all-important arrangements. I guarantee you, it's going to be the biggest World Wrestling Spectacular ever next Sunday afternoon. That is April the 1st, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time from Sky Dome. Don't you dare miss it. With your WrestleMania report, I'm Gene O'Dillon.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness direct from the voices that have lived it.
Sports entertainment extravaganza of all time! Live Sunday afternoon, April 1 on pay-per-view! The Ultimate Challenge will pit the skills of World Wrestling Federation champion Hulk Hogan against those of the Intercontinental Champion, The Ultimate Warrior! Champion versus champion, title for title! Don't miss the stars, the spangles, the jingles, and the jangles of WrestleMania! Live Sunday, April 1 at 4 p.m. Eastern! Call your local cable system now and order WrestleMania!
Folks, we are just about out of time as we count down to WrestleMania 6, running out of time, in fact, as it's only a week away. And if you don't have tickets for Sky Dome, there's only several other ways that you can partake of WrestleMania 6. Pay-per-view, of course. Sit in the comfort of your own living room and watch WrestleMania 6. The way to do that, pick up that telephone, call the cable system you're watching right now and order. Also, Brain, it'll be giant closed-circuit screens all over the world, Brain.
That's right. But, you know, coming up in this next segment here is the contract signing between Hogan and Warrior.
Wait a minute. I didn't tell our friends out there, our dish owners, about what they can do. We haven't forgot about you guys, folks, all you dish and descrambler owners out there. Pick up that phone and call Primetime 24 at 1-212-599-4445. That way you, too, can be a part of WrestleMania 6. Now, what do you want to say?
Now, I want you to notice the intensity in the face in the eyes of Hogan and Warrior here.
Why wouldn't there be intensity? You know what's at stake.
Oh, I know.
Title,
I mean,
for title?
I've never
championship
seen
for championship?
Roll it.
Let's go to the signing.
Gentlemen, we're here tonight to witness the official signing of the main event for WrestleMania 6 to be held at Sky Dome in Toronto, Canada, next Sunday. This is the first in the history of the World Wrestling Federation. It will be title for title. However, you gentlemen and your attorneys have both gone over the contracts extensively. And Mr. Hogan, are you prepared to sign at this time?
Yeah, I'll sign, Mr. President. You know, Ultimate Warrior, you don't realize what this means to me and all my Hulkamaniacs. That dark cloud, the darkness that you live in, once you sign, this is where you're going to remain. Because the positive light of the training, the prayers, and the vitamins will prove at WrestleMania 6 that Hulkamania is still the strongest force in the universe. step into the darkness once again.
Warrior?
Hulk Hogan. What lies before us in the heavyweight championship of the world and the intercontinental championship of the world are nothing but normal representations of why there are followers and why there are leaders such as us. But you, Hulk Hogan, know as well as I do that they are only receptors for the powers that we have. Look into my eyes, Hulk Hogan! You see nothingness. You see no reasons for questions. You see no answers. For there is no reasoning in the thinking of the Ultimate Warrior. At WrestleMania 6, Hulk Hogan, I will take the powers of those that question. And I will take the powers of those that have no fear as I take two and become one.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay, hope you enjoyed listening to that. As we go into the match, the first thing that, or the event, I should say, we have that classic introduction with like the constellations battling it out. Hogan, Warrior, here we go. Huge crowd. Robert Goulet comes out to sing O Canada. And we start with the Coco Beware and the model. And the model wins the match by putting on the Boston Crab in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Then, you know, this match really was not... It was a good warm-up match. It wasn't anything spectacular, but it was something... that you know, wasn't a huge moment. It was more there to kind of, I think, gain steam for the model, which it did, still putting him over. Coco Beware is definitely slowing down WrestleMania at this point. Not slowing down the event, but his career is kind of winding down. Then we have a big one. We have Demolition versus the Colossal Connection, which is Haku and Andre the Giant. And this, of course, with Bobby the Brain Heenan, the Colossal Connection. This match goes almost 10 minutes, 9 minutes, 30 seconds. And it really is, you know, Andre, you know, speaking of being on the way out, Andre's pretty much on the way out. You kind of have a sneak attack attempt that gets thwarted, and Andre ends up getting wrapped up in the ropes, which was something that you would see him again and again and again happen. And they have Andre tied up, and they do the, you know, their finisher, the patented drop from the middle rope, and the other axe usually has the guy across his knee. And Demolition regains the tag team championship, this time as a face tag team, which was cool to see. This also has a pretty monumental moment where Andre becomes a face. Because this is his real, this is his last in-ring WrestleMania. And Andre, you know, turns on Heenan and Haku. Haku tries to beat Andre up, doesn't go well. Bobby is beat up. And Andre is seen riding the classic golf cart away, waving to the crowd like, maybe this is it. It really was something to talk about, because Heenan slaps Andre the Giant, which is like a monumental thing to have happen, because it's Andre the Giant and Bobby is there in his face just talking shit to him like he's a nobody, and the crowd's like, damn bro, that's Andre the Giant. And Andre becomes a fan favorite instantly. Aside from when he fought Hogan, even bad Andre the Giant was still popular, I think. Like, he did get a lot of shit thrown at him at WrestleMania 3 on his way to the ring. But honestly, Andre is, you know, one of the more loved characters, wrestlers, in WWE history. And this is just kind of a testament to that. Next up, we have Hercules versus Earthquake. And this match goes almost 5 minutes, 4 minutes 52 seconds. But it ultimately ends with Hercules pretty much getting destroyed by Earthquake. We then have a little snippet interview. Savage is not at WrestleMania. Either is Elizabeth, but Rhona Barrett interviews Elizabeth, which was interesting. And it was kind of like, where have you been? What have you been up to? Why, you know, we miss you. That's kind of interesting, kind of a sign of the times. Savage at this point is not with Elizabeth, so kind of checking in on her, Rhona is, which is, you know, whatever. And actually, I take that back hugely. Savage is here at WrestleMania. I don't know why I said he wasn't. What I guess I meant to say is Savage and Elizabeth for the first time at WrestleMania, not together. And Elizabeth has been missing, not missing, but out of television due to who Savage's new boo was, character wise. But that'll come up here in a little bit. And Rhona Barrett's just basically saying, hey, the world misses you, Elizabeth. We all miss you. And she appreciates the gesture, and we hope to see Elizabeth soon, is pretty much the whole purpose of that interview. Next up, man, this is an unusual one, because this is Brutus the Barber Beefcake with the Genius, which is Macho Man's brother, if you didn't know that. There's a fun tidbit for you. And this is an interesting one, because this is one of the rare instances in this time period that we saw Mr. Perfect lose a match by pinfall. He's usually not in that, you know, predicament. And what happens is Brutus slingshots Perfect. Perfect's head hits the post. That knocks Perfect out, and Brutus is able to pin him. And then, of course, the aftermath, you know, Brutus is going to try to pin, or try to cut Perfect's hair. Doesn't happen. But then he puts, Genius is like running away with the shears, and Brutus goes after Genius, puts a sleeper on him, cuts his hair a little bit. Genius has got like a mullet going on, so Brutus is actually probably doing him a favor. And yeah, so, you know, everybody in Toronto is losing their mind because of the fact that he he cuts the Genius's hair a little bit. But that's kind of saying it pretty generously. He just cuts it a little bit. The next match We have Rowdy Piper. Rowdy Piper in half white, half black paint all the way down against Bad News Brown. And like the reveal, first we see the face and the arm. Piper takes the shirt off. No, the 50-50 goes through his chest. And then he takes his kilt off. It's his pants too. Which is, you know, Bad News Brown is not like this at all. They beat the hell out of each other for a while. And then it ends in a double count out. That's a fun match. It was, you know, fun to see Piper do the whole 50-50. Doesn't matter if you're black or white thing. I think Bad News was playing like a racist card, trying to say Piper's racist or something, and that Piper was very much not, and he let the world know that he wasn't, and that's how it went. The sixth bout, before it happens, we have a Steve Allen segment with the Bolsheviks singing songs, and Steve Allen won't play the Russian national anthem on the piano and gets them all fired up. That leads into a transition with the Hart Foundation taking on the Bolsheviks. They beat the shit out of them in the middle of the Russian national anthem. It is a pretty quick match, in all honesty. 19 seconds. I don't know, that's the it's not the fastest match in WrestleMania history, but it's 19 seconds. They beat the shit out of them in the middle of the national anthem, Russian national anthem, and then they hit the heart attack and it's over before the Bolsheviks can even get their jackets off. Barbarian versus Tito Santana. He hits a flying clothesline on Tito in 4 minutes 33 seconds. It's interesting that the Barbarian is using the flying clothesline because Tito had the flying forearm. Doesn't really get noticed or talked about. Match is too short to have any kind of angle like that. Flying versus flying, but here we are. But, you know, there he wins. Barbarian wins. Just to kind of get him over. The next one is a big one. The Crown Jewel. You know, remember what the Crown Jewel of Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire against Macho King and Queen Sherry. And Dusty Rhodes is talking about the Crown Jewel. What's the Crown Jewel? Crown Jewel is Miss Elizabeth. After that interview that we had seen earlier, Elizabeth is in the corner against Macho Man and Sherry, which is wild, right? Like, no, never would have thought it. Never would have thought it. And Macho Man is irate at Elizabeth for being in the corner. And this is a very good back and forth match. Sapphire's definitely not a wrestler, but Dusty is, and so is Savage, and so is Sherry, and they make up for Sapphire not being the best wrestler by any stretch of the imagination. And yeah, this match, highly entertaining, lots of fun spots. It ends when Sapphire rolls up Sherry, and Elizabeth, Sapphire, Dusty are all dancing together. It's a party. Everybody is happy. And there we are. This match goes 7 minutes and 52 seconds. So it's the second longest match of the night after the Demolition Colossal Connection at this point. And it was entertaining. Everybody was juiced to see Elizabeth again. And Dusty and Sapphire, this is before, which we'll get into the story of Sapphire really breaking Dusty Rhodes's heart and joining with the Million Dollar Man, selling out, which was completely against Dusty's common man values. But that's for another series. And they, yeah, like, it was a fun match, without question, fun match. Up next, we have the Orient Express, Sato and Tanaka against the Rockers. 7-minute match, good back and forth. It ends with a countout, and it is a countout when Mr. Fuji trips Jannetty and then throws salt in his eyes, and Jannetty can't get back in the ring. So Rockers don't take like a pinfall loss. They get screwed out of the match, and they gain sympathy. The Rockers are very over at this point. Why they lost this match, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's because they wanted to take the crowd down a little bit after the high of watching Rhodes and Sapphire beat Macho Man or what. But it was an interesting way for the Rockers to lose. Salt to the eyes. If you're going to do salt to the eyes, usually that results in, like, the guy being, you know, he can't see, and it leads to, like, the villain hitting their finishing move and pinning him. So it's interesting the salt in the eyes gimmick leads to Jannetty just not being able to find his way back into the ring, and Michael's not helping them. It's also worth noting that we're not fully to them breaking up yet, but perhaps this is the beginning of the end for them being a tag team. I don't know. Sean doesn't become Sean until WrestleMania 8 is the first time we see him in his Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid gimmicks. So, yeah, it was just interesting. So after the Rockers situation, we have a segment with Rhythm and Blues being introduced by Steve Allen, and they come out and they perform, and they do Honka 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 Honky Love, I think it was, and yeah, it was something else. Honky Tonk Man, we're actually going to my mom, who, if you've followed the series or the podcast in general, you know my mom is super excited to go to WrestleCon and meet Honky Tonk Man, which is pretty awesome of an opportunity for her, and just in general to be able to see him and get to pay respects to him. And Honky Tonk was there, and he was doing his thing with Greg the Hammer Valentine, and yeah. the whole thing is like backup singers, dancers being, I don't know if you guys remember, like, Deuce and Domino, who were in the WWE for a hot minute, but the backup singers remind me a lot of, I think her name was Cherry, and they were like a 50s T-Bird gimmick thing, and Cherry was their manager, and I liked them. They were so bad that they were good. It was kind of like when Kurt Angle first arrived on the scene. So bad that he was good. Like, he was fun to root for because everybody else wasn't digging him. But there it was. Then, the next match, we have Dino Bravo against Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who hits Dino Bravo with a 2x4 to get the win. That match only went 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Next up is Jake the Snake versus the Million Dollar Man for the Million Dollar Championship. Virgil pulls the Jake the Snake out of the ring and Jake attacking Virgil. And then DiBiase comes out in the melee and he applies the Million Dollar Dream on Jake and then rams him into a ring post to boot. As Robert, Jake the Snake rams DiBiase into the ring post to kind of break the hold. So both of those guys are down, but Virgil throws DiBiase into the ring, which apparently is completely allowed at this point. And so DiBiase gets in before the count of 10, and Jake does not. So Jake gets counted out. Then we have the Big Boss Man versus Akeem the African Dream. This was an interesting match because it was definitely a filler match. Akeem was the gang, one-man gang. You know, this is coming off of a almost 12-minute match between DiBiase and Jake the Snake. So, and it was kind of like a filler match, which really they had two in a row here before the big main event. And that was, you know, Big Boss Man, Boss Man slams Akeem, you know, within a minute and 45 seconds gets the win. Then Ravishing Rick Rude versus Jimmy Snuka. Rude just wins clean with a Rude Awakening in 3 minutes and 59 seconds, gets the win. So kind of two filler matches back to back, but that leads into the huge, huge main event. Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior. Like I said at the top of the show, before we did those snippets of the contract signing and a WrestleMania report, like all of that, man, was really cool to see, and the hype of this match was very real. They go for almost 25 minutes, Hogan and Ultimate Warrior, without anything really going out of anything. This thing goes for 25 minutes and it ends with the Ultimate Warrior pinning Hulk Hogan, becoming the first person to win the WWF Championship and the Intercontinental Championship. He's also the first person to pin Hogan cleanly in 6 years. This was, without question, the ultimate main event up until this point. Like, WrestleMania, how do they top what they had done the year before with Savage and Hogan? It was very, very much topped with this Warrior Hogan. Both of these guys, like the execution of this match compared to other matches, or egos in the back, or, you know, just different stories that you've always heard about either one of these guys. And there's definitely a good amount of stories that you've heard about them. This match was, without question, the best, them at their absolute, the absolute top of their game. The absolute just storytelling was so well done. All of it, man, was really just perfectly executed. The biggest thing, I think, is the aftermath, which is something new that we were going to do. WrestleMania, just to kind of tell you guys, like, because we do the segments and we try to do some segments of this show and give you either countdown shows or, you know, when we get into some of the, you know, the teens, we'll have like Sunday night heat episodes I've been able to find. We'll play the audio of that for you to set the stage of what WWE was like going into these WrestleManias. We haven't really done a whole lot of like what it was like after the fact. So after the fact, Warrior has both belts and he's forced to vacate the Intercontinental Championship instead of defending both. Rules prohibited anyone holding two singles titles, which is wild. A-Man Terminant is declared perfect, becomes the IC champion by defeating Santana in the finals. Brutus the Barber Beefcake is the first Mr. Perfect pin ever, they're saying. And in reality, the Warrior had pinned him in Madison Square Garden, but Brutus would continue his feud for the IC title. But he was going to, he was going to actually fight Perfect in SummerSlam of 90, but this is when he got in his boating accident that really took him out of the game. Again, we will get into SummerSlam, a SummerSlam series this summer, but Warrior winning the belt would really catapult his feud with Ravishing Rick Rude, and that would kind of culminate at SummerSlam 90. We'll talk about that. Hogan, several matches in Japan after WrestleMania, and he began his feud with Earthquake, and we thought that, you know, Earthquake may have played the role to end Hulkamania, kind of like how they did with Sid in WrestleMania 8, which we'll talk about on the next show. But the story here, again, is another SummerSlam co-main event that would go into, you know, Hogan versus Earthquake. So that's when that program became a thing. Again, you know, Andre the Giant, we talked about, this was really the beginning of the end for poor Andre, as his health really began to deteriorate after this. And this was actually his last WWF match, televised match. He'd make an appearance at WrestleMania 7, but he was only alive for, you know, about 3 years after this. Demolition would soon add Crush to their team, as Axe is beginning to kind of step away from wrestling. He's getting older. And Crush and Smash would become kind of the defenders of those titles. But soon after they win at WrestleMania 6, he is, you know, or Demolition are going back to the ways of being heels. WrestleMania 6 was also the last time that Jesse Ventura would commentate. Soon we would see, Monsoon and Bobby the Brain take the reins for a couple of years. And then, as an interesting note, we get a rematch not until 1998, Halloween Havoc, Hogan and Warrior. I remember this so well. You know, Hogan's trying to avenge his WrestleMania 6 loss, and it goes down as having one of the reputations of, or having a reputation of, without question, one of the worst matches in wrestling history. So all of that, man, came after WrestleMania 6, but WrestleMania 6 still holds up. I enjoyed watching it very, very much. Right now, my rankings through the first six WrestleManias would be WrestleMania 6, 5, 3, 4, 1, and 2. So 6, 5, 4. No, I'm sorry. 6, 5, 3, 4, 1, and 2. are how I have ranked these first six. So the next episode, we're going to be doing WrestleMania 7 and 8. But we wanted to do a definite highlight show for WrestleMania 6 for you guys. And I hope you enjoyed it. So until the next one, thank you for listening. Take care, everybody.